Hello, Black Healing Matters family. What's up? Hope you're having a great weekend. So I just wanted to come through and record this quick episode this weekend to give voice to many of the call-ins and comments and responses that I've received over the last week's episodes. So I hope you enjoy these. Again, these are responses from last week's episodes. So if you're wondering, like, what are they talking about? What are they referring to? Just kick back to episodes. I believe it is one ending with 111. So that would be 111, 110, 109, 108, and 107 last week. Okay. All right. Hope you enjoy these call-ins as much as I did. I have just so much respect and real appreciation for every one of these listeners. And of course, I welcome your feedback and your responses to this week's episodes as well that are coming soon. All right. Hope you had a great weekend. Enjoy what's left of it. Talk to you soon. As always, stay blessed. Black Healing Matters.
What another great episode. I am sharing this yet again on my Facebook page because I think it's information that people can actually use. I can tell you that I did try the vinegar in water. I've also tried the one where you set your water in, you put like cucumbers, mint leaf, lime, and a little ginger. I tried that for 3 days and oh my God, I almost, no, it turned me into a savage beast. But I still do the vinegar and water because I noticed that that helps me with water weight. Okay, I guess to go. I got to get back to work. That's why I'm whispering. But again, another great episode.
Thank you so much, Tamika. And she is, by the way, referring to the episode about three ways to detoxify your body. Appreciate you much, sis. Now, these next few are all about in reference to the episode last Monday about Mindset Mondays and what kind of mindset shifts you believe need to be made in the Black community for our future to be a bright one. Here we go.
Danielle at Black Healing Matters, The Souls Productions LLC Legacy. Oh, I had to call you on the mindset, mind shift. And all of your interviews hit right on point. All of those particular issues, we need a serious mind shift. And the two that you mentioned that really grinds my gears is the one with us embracing, you know, our sicknesses, and we're going to carry it on, you know, into our lives. And we need to stop doing that. And we have to understand when it comes to sickness and money and everything else, when we embrace that type of mindset, of course, it's going to enter our lives. But those are the main two for me, is embracing our sickness and how we think about money as far as our economic power. Good stuff. Get back at me. Peace.
Hey, Danielle. It's Edwin from Wake Up Learn. Hope all is going well. Yeah, I spend a lot of time thinking about what changes in mindset for the community need to take place. One striking thing is the mindset that has to be that we have implicit value, not based on what we have or who we know or what we do, but that we as individuals and a community have value. And it's something to be valued and have worth. I think once that happens, lots of things fall into place. We treat ourselves better, if we do better, if we work together as a community. I have a few other things on the list, but that's the one that comes top of mind. Take care. It's Edwin from Wake Up Learn.
Hello, long time no hear, long time no speak. It's that honesty thing. And I just wanted to say thank you for this segment. And basically, I agree 100%. And congrats on the combination of your Sunday and Monday segment, mindset kind of, you know, intertwines the both aspects of your segment. So very clever. I love it. And yeah, you have to decide. That is something that I think I'd written a post about that some time ago on my Instagram, but it's just like once you make the decision, then everything else falls into place. You have to decide, I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I want to be more kind. I want to be giving. I want to forgive. You must say that first, and you must say it out loud too. I believe in the power of that. So anyway, agreed, 1,000%. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you so much, fam. That is exactly what I was looking for. And I promise you, you will be hearing more about some of these topics on upcoming segments of Mindset Mondays. Stay tuned for some more. We got coming up in response to Know That History Tuesday.
As always, Danielle, great information on the African history. I'm always a fan of it. You know that. And yeah, I always look forward to the, what, Tuesday? Know Your History Tuesday? Yeah, sometimes I get the days mixed up. You know, people and how they can be on Anchor. But I do like your days. The history day. Probably the best. But I like everything you do overall. So hopefully you are having a good Tuesday.
Hey, Black Hill Mouse. This is Christian from Afrobeats. Sorry I'm getting back so late, and sorry my recording didn't go through. I was talking about the episode where you talked about the women warriors and just learning about our all-around history, including, you know, food. I think you brought up at one time, and I was just saying my focus, specifically for my podcast and for my journey, is to track our food, track history through our food, because I believe it's vast and underappreciated. So I love to hear more what you think on the topic. I think it's so boss that they use, you know, this awesome, you know, women warriors in Black Panther. And I look forward to listening to more of your things. Talk to you soon. Peace.
You know, I'm so glad to have people around, especially listeners who really also imbibe this sincere love of African history. You know, I really appreciate it. And I furthermore appreciate you reaching out and actually speaking on this, because, you know, it's not that often we hear about ancient African history, nor the people who support it. So again, much love to you. Thank you so much for your responses and call-ins and for your listening and engaging. Next up, we have call-ins for the rest of the week. So when Thursday and Friday's segments were really closely linked to Africa, about how we can help Africa improve itself. As well, on Friday, we talked about whether or not investment in Africa is really a viable option. So these upcoming call-ins are for the rest of the week in response to episodes on Thursday, with the interview with Melence Bart Williams talking about African empowerment, as well as Friday, four reasons why you should invest in Africa.
Danielle, Black Healing Matters. Just got finished listening to the audio from Miss Williams in regards to Namibia. My mom, she goes to Africa every year, and she's been trying to get me to go with her for the longest. She goes to Nigeria. I'm definitely going to make that move around this time next summer. But a lot of people don't want to admit to the fact that Africa is being stripped of its wealth, and they're not, you know, giving the wealth back to the people who are working so hard for it. This is crazy. She's so right. If Africa wasn't in the picture, the Western world wouldn't be where it's at right now. But I want to get some more information on this. I was wondering if you can send me your YouTube and your email address. I'd like some more information on this. And I think it's something we should talk more about. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Peace. I'm also adding to this, Danielle, and I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. I mean, we need to not only learn and talk about it, we need to also see how we can take action and seeing how we can not only invest in ourselves here, but also see how we can invest in the wealth that they have over in Africa and finding ways how we can get involved so that we can help. There are many opportunities for African Americans here in the United States to go to Africa and actually help in setting up infrastructure and getting involved in business and entrepreneurship and stuff of that nature. But yeah, they always want to show you the image of, you know, poverty and people being poor, but it's actually a very wealthy country. But let's talk more about it. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye bye.
Hey, Daniel, this is E for Energy of AfterTech. I just want to say that it's amazing that you're talking about investment in Africa, because I was just doing some research on the Ghanaian investment opportunities, like in areas such as healthcare, manufacturing, food processing, tourism, and a myriad of other opportunities that are available out there, and how the taxes are different than they are over here in the States. So if you're doing treasury bills or fixed rate deposits, those aren't necessarily taxed the same way they are over here. So I hope to hear more information on investing in Africa, because I'm definitely interested. Please keep me informed. I love the information. Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope you've enjoyed that as much as I have. As always, Black Healing Matters family, stay blessed. Have a great week. See you next week. Call in, comment, send me an email, blackhealingmatters@gmail.com. And don't forget the Facebook group, Black Healing Matters. As always, stay blessed. Black Healing Matters.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.